Our scripture reading today is Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. You'll find it in your pew Bible on page 1 to 13. You'll find it on page 1069 in the pew Bible. Well, here we have Jesus return to his hometown of Nazareth and events that happen afterwards. And I would say this passage is organized this way: the opportunity of faith and the tragedy of unbelief. Jesus himself comes, and they have an opportunity to be saved. And it's a very comprehensive salvation. It is forgiveness of sin. But more than that, it is healing. It is restoration. It is eschatological. It is the eternal life. It is available to them through faith. And yet the tragedy of unbelief. In short, why do the people of Jesus' hometown reject him? Because his salvation, he himself, is an offense to them because it does not line up with their expectations and demands. How many people today say, well, I just don't accept that kind of salvation? Do you realize you're talking to God and his word? What matters is not what you and I think ought to be the case. And even the way of speaking that way is preposterous. What qualifications do we have to say the way that God's one way of saving people ought to be a certain way and not another? And yet they were offended. People are offended today. They don't like the cross. They don't like the Bible. They don't like the worldview. Well, God is not negotiating. He is offering sovereignly, graciously, salvation through the glorious Son, through the incarnate Son. Notice how the incarnation is an offense. Isn't that Mary's son? Isn't that Joseph the carpenter's son? We know him. Who does he think he is? It's the incarnation. It's the humility of Christ. It's the cross of Christ that the world rejects. Well, Jesus marvels, we read, because of their unbelief. And they who above all should have received the gospel and be saved would not receive it. They would lose Jesus and his salvation because they were offended by God's way, the Bible's way of salvation. Don't make that mistake. Humble yourself before God and his word. Receive in faith that which he gives you by grace alone. But he will be God, and he requires us to submit to him in the obedience of faith. Now then, starting in verse 7, Jesus sends the disciples far and wide, and they're proclaiming this gospel, and they're to get among the people, and they're to live in their homes. But here we have it. By the way, there again, the opportunity of faith. This work, that great work, is continuing today. That's why there are churches. That's why there are preachers. That's why there are missionaries. That's why there's Christians witnessing to you. The opportunity of faith, and through faith, the salvation of the Lord Jesus. And yet there are many who will not receive it. In verse 11, if in any place they will not receive you, will not listen to you. Notice what happens. They're to shake the dust of that house off of their very sandals. What that's saying is, if you will not believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be de facto, you will necessarily be excluded from the people of God and the salvation of God that is offered through the gospel. What should you do? Do not remain hard-hearted, but look at verse 12. They went out and they proclaimed that people should repent. People, you should repent. We should repent of our unbelief and our ungodliness, our willfulness and our pride, and gratefully receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Well, let's give ear to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1. He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hand on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.